You're ready?
Podcast!
Welcome to Connie's Podcast. I'm Pau. My Twitter handle is IconPicPix.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dane. My Twitter handle is IconFastFiction.
Hello, I'm PD Nim, and my Twitter handle is Fanatic.
Ayan, so we're here and we're recording once again because we still have a lot of feels after K-pop Masters 2. And during that time, kami lang ni PD Nim yung magkasama. But right now, while recording this is after a week, no?
Yes.
Of K-pop Masters 2. So medyo, inipo namin talaga yung feels namin, guys.
And okay lang, Pao, kasi pausok
ko. It's so fresh.
That weekend.
Oo nga.
So baka hindi natin mapaganda yung boses ko sa post-edit. So okay na
hindi
rin.
Ganito yung boses yeah. natin nung the day after.
True.
Yeah. So we're recording this like a week after K-pop Masters 2. And we have a packed discussion for this episode. So this is episode 28 if you're listening to Connie's podcast. So ang pag-uusapan namin is ano ba yung nangyari? What happened? Personal experiences of me and PD Nim. Dane wasn't there.
Yes.
Dane, I know you.
Super FOMO.
But as you would know later on, we really felt Dane. We really felt Dane. Yun lang.
The spirit was there.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
May prayer circle na nagaganap dun sa probinsya.
The universe, ano talaga, reminded us na, you know,
that Dane is, ano, Dane was with us.
Thank goodness, spoiler alert.
So we have a lot in store for this discussion.
Yes.
So siguro, let's get into
yep.
it.
Yes.
Because Dane was not with us. So she will be the one asking us questions. Tama
correct.
Ba,
I'll experience the concert like a listener of this podcast. Kasi aww. I wasn't there also. But before we get to the exciting part, warm up muna tayo with what happened before the concert started. Kasi marami nang ganap even then. So, how was it, you guys?
So, nag-leave talaga ako. So, kung nakikinig man yung boss ko, boss, kaya talaga ako nag-leave kasi may concert ng araw na. PD Nim and I met mga lunchtime and we decided to lounge around in Mary Grace sa Gateway. And the intention was really to distribute freebies. So, given na, ano, mahal na mahal ko kasi si Bobby eh. Kaya, hindi ko napigilan, ganun. So, nag-distribute ako ng freebies. And also encourage people to listen to our podcast. So, dun din namin nalaman ni PD Nim na apparently many people are listening. So, just in case you're listening to this podcast episode, thank you so much for your support in listening to Connie's podcast. And also for meeting with us, diba, during the distribution. So, we did the distribution. Ang binigay ko is some cup sleeves. I also gave out bookmarks. Syempre, Bobby, diba? So, we met some of our listeners and some of our Twitter followers. PD Nim, meron ka bang highlight for that
well,
moment?
More of the shout-out dun sa mga sumunod yes. nung, ano, naghanap talaga sa amin sa Mary Grace, so nice meeting you all. Sorry, talaga, hindi namin maalala yung mga names kasi kaya natuliro na rin kami nung mga panahon yun. And of course, another memorable one, Pao, after that Mary Grace one, we went to the side of the street across Araneta where the yeah. tarps of the individual members were laid out. We also got the chance to meet more Bobbics kasi doon na talaga ooh. Yung mm-hmm. naglipana na yung mga freebies ni Pao. So, yeah. So, shout out then to that guy who recognized the name of the podcast. So,
wow.
So yeah, nice meeting you then. Kaya nahiya kami.
Ano? Shout out din dun sa Bobby fanboys. Hello, I'm so happy to see you guys.
So if you met Pau and PD Nim before the concert and you're listening to this episode, please tweet at us.
We
listen to the episode.
No opportunity to like yun nga, exchange. Oh, so what's your Twitter handle or whatever? So yeah, we would appreciate seeing you so, yeah. virtually.
So what happened in this concert is that photo op muna bago nag-concert sa fan meet kasi ni Hanbin. Concert muna or fan meet muna before the photo op. So
yeah,
that's something new, I guess, for our experience.
Have you seen pero any photos ano, ba of the photo ops on stand?
Not I think parang not yet released pa.
Parang
oh,
wala.
I think it's okay. I think it has to get clearance and all of that. Same with Hanbin's actually na kailangan pa ng clearance. Of course, leading up to K-pop Masters 2, marami na rin na mga nag-tease na mga pamamigay nila. And also, ang dami mga fan events. I think there was Sorbetes outside. And then,
may mga
ganun. Oh,
free?
I think.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
Pumunta na kami doon mga 4-ish, ganyan. So, uh-huh. I think, apart from distributing yung goods ni Pao, ang high priority namin is actually just to get the fan kit for the icon banner and the finger lights and also the yellow cloth sa designated areas. Dahil nga, it's essentially a festival, not a solo concert. So, yung distribution method mo sa labas, hindi siya pwede nasa upuan, ganyan. Well, yun, spoiler lang din for later kasi ang nangyayari sa K-pop Masters 2, hindi rin masyado nahalata yung mga fan events, to be honest. No, Pao? Hindi masyado halata yung fan events. Kasi it's too spread out. Of course, not everyone got everything. Ano mayon?
For example, sa area namin, iba-iba. Like, we have Agassi beside us, we have Iconics around us, and we also have Atini. So, ang hirap din siguro talaga mag-distribute sa upuan ng mga fan kits.
Yeah.
So, we really had to look for them outside, and we had to check Stan Twitter where they will position themselves for the distribution. Yeah. Medyo effort yun sa local fandom. So, kudos din for all the preps and for all the effort that they did for the fans and for Icon as well.
Was there a dress code for fans? I think Iconics wore white, tama ba?
Yes.
All attendees. And I think it was announced that it's for everyone.
Yeah.
White.
Yeah. So now, I use the same shirt that I use in Hanbin's fan meet. Guys, let's change the color.
So parang then, so hindi siya per fandom. Like, everyone who attended, white, you recommended.
Uh-oh. From what I remember, I think I saw that in the guidelines for the other fandom. Kasi, like the fan projects, it's a joint fan project.
Oh.
So, another thing pala nakasama dun sa fan kit for Iconics, the combat doesn't change colors, right? Yeah. But now, the more technical, high-tech light sticks, you can control what color it will emit because the combat is just red. So, we had to also get the vinyl stickers for the phone. So, for Yongjae, it was green. So, meron kaming green sticker. And then, for 80s, it was orange. So, we used that.
That's
so,
nice.
Ano, kawai-kawai, YG, baka gusto mong mag-upgrade ng combat. Diba?
Just to mention din nga na, since white din siya, and of course, ano din, bordering anniversary din ng Icon. Yes. I wore my Icon Showtime first concert white bracelet to go with that.
Tama.
Yeah, the showcase. So, the showcase bracelet.
Yung showcase bracelet.
I was telling nga PD name na parang, oh, baka biglang umilaw pagpasok mo. Like, okay, it's the mothership calling. Ganon.
Kinda delulu din ako in a way kasi diba, nung online concert nila, there was a fan who gave that same bracelet. So, tingko din. Just in case. You know, pagkaroon ng interaction. Na interaction. Diba? And I'll show the bracelet para maalala nila.
Para masabi ni PD Nim na, I'm a fossil iconic, ganyan.
Correct.
Kasi,
OG, OG. Tsaka mas magugulat sila kasi here's a Filipino who was there.
Yes,
ano. Kasi
exactly.
It's more of that.
Exactly.
Diba? Wow, nagpa-importante.
Wait for that moment. Hold on to that.
Yeah.
Malay mo.
So I have to bring it with me at all times.
And then, of course, there's a tradition for us. Pre-con tradition.
Before kami nag-K-pop concert namin tatlo, we always make it a point to always drink. As in, alcohol.
Kailangan right semi-intoxicated na kami.
Kailangan may konting ganun. And then, you know, sweet spot and then start na ng concert. So we did it again this time around. Beer lang yung available. And then ako nakadalawa, si Pao. Nakatatlo. I had to buy like an additional beer in the middle of 80s portion. I also had to go to the bathroom. I said, my God, it's the first time I think that I had to go to the bathroom in the middle of
parang sinihan lang.
Oo. Goes to show talaga na ang dami kong nainom na na beer. So anyway, I had to buy an additional beer for Pal. Kasi nawala na yung amats ko midway.
Nawala na, oo.
Tapos wala
din yung amats ko. It was before we entered the venue.
May amat, like
the there was already that sweet spot. Oo. Parang ang sarap na nung tama
na.
Parang, yeah,
galaw
party.
Galaw na ako.
Ay, ang bilis mag-burn nung alcohol because, you know, the adrenaline. Yeah, the energy was there.
Di naman kami sedentary during long GM80s, ano, diba, sets, diba? So, talagang nawala bigla yung amats namin.
Nawala
midway.
Yung
so,
amats
ako,
namin.
No, pero ako kasi limit ko talaga dalawa. So, si Pao yung nag-rekindle, no? Another round.
Kulang. Bili mo ako, PD name.
One more.
To be honest, like, anticipating then on how Icon will perform and how the Iconics will perform, like, you really need to pump yourself. Kailangan ready ka, ganyan.
Correct. Diba? Before we talk about the icon parts, so what were the parts that stood out to you guys with the other K-pop stars there?
The sequence kasi of performance was Youngje, 80s, and then Icon. And then in between the performances of these artists, may ments like their games. Because it's not your typical concert. Eh. Mm-hmm. Diba usually when it's a concert, there are ments, but the ments, yung members, they're gonna talk to each other or they're gonna interact with the fans. Mm. Ito, there's also Ryan Bang who hosted everything. So with Youngje, for me, ang highlight ko dun, ang ganda pala talaga ng mga songs niya. Because I follow GOT7 because of Jackson. Mm-hmm. Obviously, hello, bias. Hi, Jackson, if you're listening to this podcast. So, so in fairness, ang ganda ng mga songs niya. Tsaka how Youngje looks like in real life. Striking yung itsura niya. Hindi nagbibigay ng justice yung mga pictures online. Mm. In fairness, I mean, pogi pala siya talaga. He's not your typical pogi. Hindi mo siya pwedeng i-compare, like for example, yung pogi ni Chanu. Hindi siya ganun pogi eh. It's like your typical Korean pogi, I guess.
May Pref P feel siya for me.
Yeah.
Yung makikita mo like in a preppy school, like all boys school na boarding
like
school.
Like as a professor or as a student?
No, as a student.
No, as a student.
As a professor.
Professor!
I like GOT7. I know some of the songs. But I don't know of Youngje.
I only know he's the vocals.
Trivia din for our listeners. So we have been standing Icon since Team B. So diba nasa WIN sila?
Ah, yeah.
Like majority of GOT7 members were in WIN.
Correct.
So we already know practically who they are.
Good times, good times.
Din. Diba?
Mga totoy pa sila.
So yun.
So was he there? Wait, so was he there? In the WIN episode?
Youngje.
He would have been a singer. Kasi vocals, diba? He's known.
Most probably. Yeah. Ang nag-stand out kasi I remember sa WIN was the dance and the rap.
Yeah. Maganda yung songs niya. I have never heard those songs before.
So, like, ano yung type of songs niya for those who...
Pwedeng pang drive.
Mm.
Yeah. Like, when I tried exploring his songs, kung pakikinggan mo siya, feeling ko, you're gonna tell us na, ah, parang ang sarap ipang drive nito. Ganon. Kailangan mo yung drive na yun, walang traffic. Kailangan mo
yung Sunday na empty road in the city. Noted.
Yeah. One song that I remember is siya. Vibin yung title. So, Vibin, it really got stuck to me. So, I tried looking for it in Spotify and it's on a repeat. It's a very good song.
Actually, naalala ko lang yung parang yung may giling move siya. I forgot. I don't know which song was that. Hindi naman NSFW. Ito yung may magkakaring jerk ng hips. I'm like,
exactly. So, yeah. Tsaka magaling siya talaga kumanta.
Magaling siya.
Like, he gave justice to his title in GOT7 as one of the vocals. So, if you're looking for that kind of chill vibe, I think his albums would give you that kind of chill. So, bagay sa kanya yung
sa
like
kanya.
How he packaged himself.
Bagay sa kanya. May concept siya. Yeah. It aligns with everything, how he looks, yung performance niya, yung songs niya. So, yeah, it all aligns.
Nice. At
natuwa ako na sobrang appreciative siya nung kumanta tayo in Korean ng Happy Birthday.
Because
I'm like, dude, that's like zero level.
It was his birthday.
He celebrated his birthday recently. So, una, kumanta muna in English. Tapos, bayang humirit si Ryan Bang regarding singing it in Korean. So, sobrang tuwang-tuwa siya since sobrang gulat-gulat siya. So, kami parang, ha, come on.
So, yun. Yun yung unang-unang Korean song na mabubuo mo talaga.
Oo, diba? I mean, nursery rhyme na yan for a non-Korean trying to learn Korean.
So si Ryan Bang, siya din yung translator.
So may translator pa na separate. No offense to the translator, ah. Magaling naman din siya. Pero yun nga, doesn't really make sense na may translator pa given na kaya
Ryan
naman ni Ryan Bang.
Correct.
Three languages.
Yeah. So. Na-utilize naman si translator. Pero yun, very limited though. Kasi nga, dahil misa si Ryan Bang yung nag-in-between.
Nice. Oh, kasi I remember then there are events in which the translator would translate in Korean. And then the members will answer in Korean. And then it will get translated to English.
Si Ryan kasi, nag-Korean din siya.
Oo.
Correct.
Tinatagalog niya.
Tapos, didiretso na Korean. Tapos, sasagot sa Korean. Technically, yung role na lang ni translator is just one way, which is from the artist to the audience. So, technically, pwede rin gawin ni Ryan Bang. Diretso pa sa Tagalog. Actually, sobrang swerte nga nung mga non-Filipino attendees eh. Kasi ang daming English. Right. Well, just from the handful of clips that I saw sa Bangkok leg. As in, right.
All Thai.
It's all Thai. And then, diretso sa ano, Korean. Pretty lucky yung mga nandito kasi maraming in-between na English. Saka English sumasagot din kasi bulk of it right. Yung mga tao. Oh, yung mga artists. Limited rin talaga yung translator functions. Plus, yun nga, very lucky yung mga non-Filipino attendees.
Okay, and then so after Yongjae, it was ATEEZ's turn.
Yeah.
And how was it? Did you know of them before the concert?
Ako from Kingdom lang. And I never watched Kingdom. Ako din. I know them from Kingdom, but I never watched Kingdom.
If I did watch Kingdom, it's only the icon cuts. Hindi ako masyadong invested nun because I think it was the height of the pandemic also. So, ang daming trabaho. But the songs are also good.
Yung songs nila is more of the, I would say, traditional boy band K-pop dance songs. So, I'm not sure kung yun talaga yung total brand nila. But it seems like it, no? Mainly the reason why I like YG din talaga. I'm really more of the hip-hop-ish dance. Bring it hard levels. It reminds me of more of the debut songs ng mga third-gen boy bands. So, parang naalala ko, Block B, Monsta X, ganong level. Ang nag-stand out sa akin, one of their songs is like, basta may isang line doon na parang, would you be my friend or something?
Oo, I remember you commented na parang, this is not friendly. Parang, this
why?
This is...
Kasi yung song itself really slaps hard. Yung the line right before the chorus was like, would you be my friend? Parang nakakatakot. Siguro dahil may mga combat sila. So, it's like super red. So, parang gusto natin sumama sa kulto. May ganong vibe siya. Na nag-enjoy ako, by the way. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, nag-enjoy ako. Sorry, nag-enjoy ako sa TV.
I got hyped as well.
Sobrang hype. In fairness to the members, siguro nga since this is their first then performance in Manila. So talagang it was.
Right.
And like, you know, it's not even a solo con, pero mafi-feel mo talaga how excited they are to be there. You can also feel talaga na grabe yung crowd din. A lot of people know the songs. And kahit naman not a lot know the songs, yung hiyaw is still the same. Typical Manila concert.
Net-net, the 80s songs, if you're gonna listen to them, they will really slap you very hard. And it gets you pumped up.
Yeah, so
it's a very good prelude to Icon.
Talagang build up siya in terms of the style.
Like chill for Yongjae and then pre-game with 80s.
No, get into the groove, ganyan. Tapos biglang, okay, let's crank it up in terms of yung pagod, ganyan. Tsaka yung sigaw.
Hence, Pao needed another beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I needed another beer because I burned my fuel. So therefore, one more beer for me. The songs are really good because a lot of the concert attendees were also chanting. Sinasabayan nila yung song. So parang, oh, nice. Ganun.
Yeah, yeah.
Because to be honest, like, we blindly came in. Wala na din kasi akong time makinig ng, si Yongjae nga, hindi ko pinakinggan yung mga songs eh, diba? When we went there, we didn't have any idea, like, the songs of Yongjae and even the songs of 80s. So, ang review namin ni PDNM doon, it's really purely fun and for 80s, it was really a hype song. Mm-hmm. So, nice. Very good.
Very good. Very
sana mag-solo concert sila. I think they will be able to get a lot of 80s to attend their solo concert. So, I really hope for the best for the other fandoms as well.
Yeah, I think 80s is pretty strong in the Philippines. Well, just because I always see something trending with about
it. It seems like it, the fans really made their presence known. And talagang alam na alam talaga nila yung songs. I would assume then dahil we have younger iconics as well. And if they're the type
and because of that, Kingdom.
Yeah, and oh yeah, because of Kingdom, nga naman. And of course, because of Kingdom. Even as a general K-pop fan, diba, you would also get to know the songs of like other artists kahit na hindi ka talaga fan or like part of a multi-fandom, diba? Even tayo naman din ng mga quote-unquote mga panahon natin. nung peak ano natin, K-pop standing natin. Give me a group, I'll give you my favorite song. Alam mo yon?
Yeah.
Right.
Pero yung fan.
Correct.
So I think there's a lot of those younger fans there na ganun yung situation.
That's nice. Well, after those two artists, I think we can go to
of course,
the main part. Of course. Andito na tayo sa exciting part. Stay safe. Any feels? You hadn't seen them since the online concert.
Just so you know, guys, we have been chatting for like 2 hours prior to this recording. So, dahil namin chilika kay
Dane. Ang daming feels.
Ang daming feels and chilika kay Dane. Pero hindi ko na mention. I was mentioning earlier during our chat, napaka-palpable nung transition the moment na nag-blackout na yung last song ng 80s. May feel mo talaga na everyone is gearing up. I'm not sure if biased lang ako dahil iconic ako, but that's how I felt. That's how I felt of other people and that's how I felt for myself. Ang hindi ko nakwento kanina is that I think it's also a function of I had like 3 coffees that day, 2 beers.
Oh my gosh.
I did had some food in me. As in, nung first song, dude, it's as if lahat ng blood ng katawan ko nag-rush sa brain ko. There was some imbalance.
Para siyang na-high blood.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Pwede.
I attribute it. The fact na kasi na bigla ako nag-180. Parang hindi naka-catch up yung, I don't know kung sino yung na-delay, yung katawan ko yung, or yung utak ko or yung feelings ko. Basta may isa doon na na-delay. Oh, meron, hindi sila in sync. Da, siguro kung solo ko, na in sync sila. I don't know if it's my age.
Oh, by the way, nalaman ko lang lahat ng to nung natapos na. So parang, if PD Nim needed help, I would be so surprised. Parang, what's going on? Ganon. Because I was so clueless during that time that it was happening.
Yeah, and I was thinking, kasi naubos ko na ata yung water ko by this time. So talagang nagde-debate din ako na parang, maybe I just need water, maybe I just need oxygen. Kasi nakamask tayo, diba?
Oh, yes.
Right.
Yeah, may mga ganun pa akong thoughts. I'm just saying this anecdote just to emphasize kung gano'n talaga nag-flip ang mga katawan namin the moment nag-start yung icon. So, super not healthy. I'm not sure if it's the age or the format. Maybe it's a combination of both.
Yeah, could be.
To be honest, Dave, it was so tiring. Because the first song was Shino Shi Jack. So, you know how hype that song is, di ba? Umpisa pa lang, di ba? So, they had Shino Shi Jack and then they had Rhythm Ta. So, magkasunod pa rin, di ba?
Of course.
Bigla kang pinunch up. Ganun feeling. Ganun yung feeling namin.
God,
dude, ang sakit nung arms ko. Hindi ko alam kung parang did I pull my muscle while doing all that.
Yeah. Like you're so tense.
Things with the, or I don't know, was it the beer? No. May tama ba ako talaga?
Yeah.
Hindi ko na alam.
It was pretty active during the 80s set. I thought that I was adequately prepared already. But I guess that's the power of Icon to me. So essentially, they sang Sino Si Jack, Rhythm Ta, Bling Bling, Love Scenario, Freedom.
Nice.
And then, nag-encore sila ng But You.
Wait, so nasa encore lang yung But You? So, they weren't even really planning to sing it? Like, it wasn't on the set list?
I think meron.
The encore was planned, I'm sure.
Obviously, yeah. Obviously.
I mean, I didn't get the impression na they went out. Kasi even yung sigaw ng encore, for me, tamang lakas lang.
I think it was also the fact that they didn't sing any song coming from the new album, which is odd. Diba?
Yeah,
na parang
correct.
You don't go to like a fan meet
single,
or a concert.
Technically.
Exactly my point.
And the encore was planned kasi madinim pa rin yung Araneta.
Right.
So, nakayo na pa-uwi.
Kasi diba, parang it's also interesting kasi why would you close with Freedom? I mean, not against Freedom. Pero
it is a closer though. Oh, but yeah, without the latest single.
Wow,
that's
without singing But You.
Right.
You're gonna close out K-Pop Masters 2 with Freedom. Kind of odd choice lang siya, personally.
Right. The songs are generally recognizable, to be honest. They sound Love Scenario. So, parang hello, the national anthem of Iconics. So, pero nakakatuwa, no, PD Nim, because the background was not giving the Love Scenario vibes, but it was like the cocktail vibes.
Funny cocktail vibe. Yun, ano? Cocktail vibes yung likod. Kami lang ba tatlo yung sobrang hilig talaga namin sa cocktail?
Obvious ba? Yun ang intro at outro ng Connie's podcast.
Tumadora pa talaga kami. Essentially, a good set list din kasi, you know, there are a lot of Iconics there. So, might as well, for example, if you're not familiar, of course, you won't use like a lot of B-sides. I was pretty surprised that they chose Freedom, which goes to show that they really like Freedom.
They really like Freedom, I think.
I
think they really do.
This
just
galvanizes that they really like performing Freedom.
More than B-Day.
Yun lang!
It was controversially.
I know! Nag-pre-prepare ako for that.
I know, kasi ready na yung yellow cloth ko. So, sayang. I thought that's our love song. Alam mo, miso talaga, ewan ko, Icon, ha? Piling ko talaga nakakalimutan yun. Pero tayo, hindi natin nakakalimutan.
Yung pinagsamahan natin, gano'n.
Memories natin, masyadong in the fore. Pero for them, parang, oh no, along with other countries, ganyan. Parang, talaga.
Dude, I was so ready for birthday.
I was so ready.
You know?
I mean, Baka sabi ni Lord na baka mag-hyperventilate ulit.
Tama. Baka hindi kayanin ng Tita Iconics saka, yung yeah. ng Titos and Titas of Icon.
Kasi wala kayo sa MOA. Mas lumayan. Sabi ni Lord, okay, wag na. Next time na.
I'm not sure if this is an unpopular opinion. Mm. For example, ewan ko dahil masyadong nga akong bias towards BD just because, you know, it's the Filipino
it's our song.
Loves our song with Icon. For example, with Rhythm Ta. I love Rhythm Ta, don't get me wrong. Pero, as a binik din, sa Rhythm Ta kasi talaga, especially if you know the song, sobrang halata yung pagkawala ni Hanbin dun sa song. Kasi they really aww. Took it out eh. So, yeah. What happened in the Rhythm Ta arrangement? Diba, unang verse si Hanbin, and then chorus, second, and then second, Bobby. And then chorus na ulit, diba? Uh-huh. So, what they did, they moved Bobby's verse up. Chorus. Mm-hmm. And then, diretso na yung kay Dong Hyuk na na.
And Dong Hyuk scream.
Na, yeah, yeah. The, yeah, going to,
ready
ano,
to die. Yes.
Na, yeah. Yes, exactly. So, people like us, who have been so, ano, alam mo na parang napaka autopilot na tayo pagdating sa rhythm ta, kind of jarring for me. As opposed to B-Day, nireview ko pa talaga ito for this podcast. Hindi na ko how they rearrange B-Day. I think most of Hanbin's parts are in the chorus. Hindi mm-hmm. ganun kahirap.
Right.
Masakit man lang. Pero, hindi mahirap palitan. Aww. Palitan. Aww. Alam mo yun. Again, bakit walang B-Day? Parang if you guys were gonna change it, hype songs naman to lahat, diba?
Would you have given up freedom for B-Day on the setlist if it was your choice?
Well, ako kasi, in terms of yung pagkagusto ko sa freedom, more of mid-tier si freedom for me. So, of course, you like freedom kasi maraming June, ano dun?
Yes!
June
time. Exactly yung sabihin ko
kaya
na.
Kaya naman pala.
Kaya ni Bandin wrote freedom for June June's specifically.
Voice,
so, yeah. I like it. Uh-oh,
yeah,
sorry.
Kaya may bias ko towards freedom. Dahil what I mentioned about Rhythm Ta, if you're going to switch it up, maybe B-Day for Rhythm Ta, something like that, or just because of that slightly jarring lang na transition.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, with fair.
Dupal.
The mere fact that you started with Shino Shijak, I don't need Rhythm Ta. Or if you have Rhythm Ta, I don't need Shino Shijak.
Oh my God!
No. Okay. You have to understand that I'm coming from the perspective that we only have limited time seeing the performance of Icon. So, the songs should be chosen very well.
Yes, fair.
Okay. Mm-mm. And guys naman, nakakapagod din siya ng Shijak. Nakakapagod din yung Rhythm Ta.
Speaking from somewhere na nakainom, parang kung Shino Shijak tapos Rhythm Ta mo ko. Although, parang doon pamatay din Shino Shijak mo tapos biniday mo ko, diba? Parang
pwede naman.
Pwede ba Shino Shijak then freedom? I guess then meant...
I think, I know, prophetic yung tweet ko. Because I have this tweet, like, I have a wish list for their set list ko. Sabi ko, dapat walang chill song. Dapat party from party. Beginning to end.
Kasi anim lang
so, net-net, nagkatotoo siya na literal pagod kami from beginning to end. Di ba? Parang walang pahinga.
Walang downtime ng konti.
So, either way, kung may papalitan ako, para medyo objective, I think I would replace Bling Bling for B-Day. Because it's the same era-ish, no? If you're gonna remember
agree.
Yeah. That's the objective way of looking at it. I would rather replace Bling Bling with B-Day just because it's also the special song of PH Iconics. I was really looking forward to see the hype that we had in 11-11 because B-Day is really a totally different vibe for PH Iconics, right? The fandom also prepared the yellow cloth na parang, hindi ko siya nagamit.
May ulo sinabi kasi nila, basta yung last song na lang kung hindi B-Day. Parang, I think yung instruction. Parang, you can use the yellow cloth sa dulo na lang.
Did they give you new ones or did you bring your old... yellow so, cloth.
So, ang instruction is, if you have your old one, bring it. Pero they also brought new ones.
They also gave new ones. So.
Okay. I'm still not over it. I can't believe you would trade Rhythm Ta for another. And, oh my God, and Shino Shijak and Rhythm Ta, they come together. Like, you can't pull them apart. Oh my God.
No, only in this context, ha? In a festival.
Kasi konti lang. Yung,
kasi konti lang.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Fair enough.
No, with these parameters,
ang hirap talagang pumili ng songs. Like, which songs should be there? If you're gonna ask me, I would actually pick the obscure songs like Rubber Band, Best Friend. Yun yung mga songs na pipiliin
ko. But it's a festival.
Pero ngayon, it's
exactly,
a festival.
It's a festival
so,
eh.
Alam, we're so, just being selfish na lang.
Uh-oh.
Magkaalaman.
Sorry na. Naman, pero yeah. My iconic heart loves the B-side.
Oh, wala tayo ni isang ballad, diba? I mean, love's an
artist. Oh, wala.
Which is fair enough.
Which is fair, given nga the parameters of the event, diba?
Uh-oh. Like, if it's a rave party, then, hindi ko talaga ma-hospital ako afterwards.
It just goes to show na, kasi sobrang dami nilang quality songs. Like, Two Iconics do not have the same, like,
you cannot compress the best songs of Icon in 6 songs.
Yeah, agree. So yun, they did perform a lot of their, essentially, more of the older songs. I think more of dahil nga sa familiarity then.
Yeah.
But yun din, I was half preparing for at least another song, you know, post-Hanbin Leaving era. Or at the very least, within the flashback album. But people are saying that they were hoping that Dragon is going to be performed. Which makes sense. Because, for example, if no offense again to Freedom, you can take out Freedom and
I am offended for Freedom.
I replace it with Dragon and have the same, have the same vibe.
Even, like, At Ease was pretty popular, right? Sa Kingdom.
So, I'm not sure if it's more of Icon underestimating the...
their newer songs.
Yes, or at least for this particular crowd and type of show na baka hindi masyado recognizable.
I was half expecting Icon to sing At Ease just to give homage to Kingdom and even 80s to sing their original song for Kingdom. Mm-mm. Kaya lang kasi it's a festival and it's a mix of different fandoms. It's always best to bring out your best songs. And I think Icon was successful to that. And even 80s and Yongje, they really picked the ones that will stick. With regards to Icon, the set list got stuck to a lot of people.
Yeah.
Something regarding Freedom din nga pala, no? Para hindi na masyado magalit sa akin si Dean. Yung sa feed ko. The non-iconics seem like it's Freedom that they like in terms of the song.
Oh, see? Yeah, it has,
which I understand, that song has that type of appeal.
Yes.
Parang, I can see it happening. Yeah.
Could be an anime intro. It has that vibe. I get it. Mass appeal. Pao's laughing at me.
It's a healthy middle, more from, you know,
on the go appeal. Hard in that.
Shino Shi Jack, Rhythm, Tabling, parang Icon brand of hard na yun eh.
Yes, correct.
Parang sinapak nyo na kami, tama na.
Freedom is like more radio friendly Icon.
Right.
I'm not sure if Icon was thinking in that vein, that's why they picked Icon.
I think Junae just likes it. I don't know.
I think ni-request yun talaga ni Junae. Parang gusto ko may Freedom dyan.
Because
it's my song.
There was this tweet na I saw na parang, it was just like a meme na, a friend of yours who sings will always make you remember that he knows how to sing. Tapos someone like co-tweeted it and say, that's why Rhythm Ta is always in like Icon set list. It's just the parts of Junae with his high note in the end. So I kind of feel like Freedom is the same. No? Parang, it's his way to showcase.
Kaya kagalit na willing ako tanggalin yung Rhythm Ta. Kasi, pero,
And also, like, honestly, initially, I'm thinking, oh my God, like, Shino, Shijak, and then Rhythm Ta and Bling Bling. Dude, Holy Trinity, you cannot, like, pull them apart.
Actually,
but in the end, I'm like,
if you have six, sige, fine. That's like half your set list, man.
I mean, and fine, like, I'll give up Bling Bling for B-Day. I agree, pero okay. But then, like, Shino, Shijak, and Rhythm Ta, oh my God, cannot. As in, maybe I'm just OG like that.
Oh,
so.
OG.
and obviously, I wasn't there, pero as a fossil, Iconic. I kind of like na it's the old school set list, diba? Na parang, that we've heard and we've seen a million times.
It never gets old. It never gets old.
When they started with Shino Shijak again, and I'm like, we're gonna do Shino Shijak. Are you sure? Ayun na sa usap na si Gigim.
But honestly, like, oh my gosh, to your point, parang cherish that set list. Because, I mean, they'll be coming out with new songs, potentially. Yeah. And, you know, the discography is piling up. And next thing you know, they're 60 and can't dance to Shino Shijak anymore. I don't know.
The version of Freedom Ta was actually the rock version. So
yeah, it's the rock.
Imagine, it always is. Imagine. Hasn't it been always in the last few years?
In the last few years, So
classic.
It's already a staple. Ihanda mo talagang masapak, matadyakan.
Makalimutan yung sarili mo.
Makalimutan mong tao ka, ganun.
Mag-transform ka, ganun.
Kaya naka-health scare ang at tita nyo. At tita na pala. Naka-health care ang tita nyo. Okay. No, I mean, again, to defend myself, no? Holy Trinity, hindi talaga yung tatlo. Parang for me lang kasi, I cannot accept talaga na walang B-Day.
Fair. Which is true.
Because it's like 11 songs.
Correct. So parang, correct.
you need to squeeze it in somewhere.
You have to relive the magic again. Alam mo yun? Hindi natin ito in-imagine, guys. Pero,
right.
But
then, we are not going to stretch our luck. We are so happy with the set list.
Yes,
so, okay naman kami.
Julie, always insist freedom is there. If you're listening, we'll support you. Even if PD name space is like, not so sure.
Okay.
How are the guys?
I love Icon. Pero in fairness dun sa pagsayaw nila, chill festival, ganyan.
Exactly, it's a festival, diba? May pagdaganan
yung vibe nung sayaw. Fairness, yung nako rin sa clips nila, even with the Bangkok one. Kind of ganun talaga.
Hindi sila masyadong hard on the choreo. Regalo na rin nila yon sa atin kasi sinapak na nila tayo dun sa setlist eh. Gusto pa ba nating masapak sa choreo? Talaga ba? Are we ready for
a lot
that?
Of moving around, even if
right. And then, I think also the stage setup gave that kind of vibe in which they did not focus too much on the choreo, but it's more of really to meet the fans and to go around.
Essentially, abandoned na yung choreo. As in, naglakad na sila mag-hi-hi. No, seriously.
Totoo.
I don't feel shortchanged in that respect. It's fine. It's just an observation. Ang amusing lang na that's how it turned out.
Compared to the 80s, were they also like that na there's really a time that you go to the crowd? Or were they dancing the whole time?
Hindi, maraming choreo ang 80s. Maraming silang choreo.
Very dancey kasi. I mean, yung more of naglakad sila nung nagbabatuhan na nung sign balls. So more of Dawn.
Wala nga talaga masyadong choreo. Like, literally, the choreo is laid back. Basta kakanta kami, bahala na kayo dyan.
Pero live naman.
Live naman.
Okay, before I forget, sila. 100, over 100 points, especially to the VIP standing people na nakapag-rap nung rap verse ni Bobby.
Ni Bobby sa Love Scenario.
Wow!
Flawless. Alam mo
yun,
na
pa. Wow!
Chinallenge niya pa kami, ha? Parang, can you rap too? Ah, hold my beer.
You know what's funny? I guess it's also Icon siguro din. They are just humble beings, no? Na parang they need nila iniisip kung gaano ka lakas na talaga nila sa Filipino fans. Kasi parang in the fact na, like, Love Sonar is super popular. It's a no-brainer that people can sing the chorus in Korean.
Right.
Yes. Pero yung, even if you're not a K-pop fan.
Yeah.
Even.
So, I mean, the fact na dahil tinanong ni Bobby na can you rap too, that means na-impress siya na kaya natin kantahin yung chorus. So I'm like, Bobby, come on.
Give us a
minute. Huwag mo kami hinahamon.
I mean, scenario pa na sobrang, you know, no-brainer.
Like, it's the best Icon song for everyone. No. Or even for non-iconic. So,
well,
don't challenge us, Bobby.
Me,
yeah, same.
Yeah. But I mean, the most popular one.
It's a record.
So,
yeah.
So I mean, why people not, you know the lyrics? So I got the underestimated pa rin talaga. It's a very interesting realization.
How were the fan chants?
The fan chants.
Wala, walang fan chants. Buong kanta kinanta namin. Ganon. Kaya kami pagod.
Sa recording ko of Rhythm Ta, I was doing the fan chant na yung Icon. Rhythm Ta. Wala masyadong gumagawa. Kasi parang nagmukha akong tanga. Kasi parang, oh my God, walang masyadong. So, naiimik na rin ako. I saw a fan cam ng But You na ginawa niya yung buong fan chant eh. And I'm like, oh, saya. Kasi ako, from my perspective, sorry guys, I didn't master that fan chant for But You. Pero hindi ko masyadong narinig yung fan chant ng But You.
To be all fair din naman, I think the reason why a lot of people didn't do the But You fan chant, kasi everyone got hyped when they went out again.
Yeah, as in nagkalimutan
na. So parang
na,
literally you can just hear the screams.
I heard everyone's like singing along to But You.
Exactly. The fans were singing from beginning to end.
That's what I heard.
Ganong level.
I mean, for me, walang fan chant, of course, we delivered in terms of the lyrics. And malakas kami doon sa lyrics na kailangan malakas yun sa lyrics. So, kumbaga, as in yung tipong no alcohol, only Tansan juice. Sobrang lakas nun.
Yeah.
As in yung...
Again, a very important line.
Yeah, yung
line.
Kay Dong Hyuk na ono pang, diba?
Ready to die. Yeah.
As in, lakas nun. So, I mean...
Yeah.
Very good, very
yung
good.
Yung basic dapat. Which, nagawa na. Very good, guys.
Nag-deliver ang...
What about sa Freedom? All we need is Freedom.
Kinanta namin yung...
Maririnig mo yun.
Very good, very good. Very good. Besides the performances, so there were mints, and they had a moment with Ryan Bang, which I hear from Twitter was quite funny, and sobrang natuwa si Ryan Bang sa kanila. How was it?
Of course, Bobby is very popular. I mean, let's admit it, you know, relatively popular talaga compared to the other members. Okay. I would like to believe na, kasi grabe yung chance sa kanya nag-introduce themselves and bago mag-shino si Jack that he bowed ng 90 degrees. I would like to believe na yung outpouring of support for Bobby is because of the Iconics trying to assure him na it's okay regarding his situation.
We're here.
Na, regarding his situation.
We're here and it's okay.
We're still
here. Yung takeaway ko eh. Yun nga, because of what happened to him, talagang magkakaroon ng fallout at some point. You know naman, Filipino fans din, na may outpouring of that. Very evident yung love for him. And I would like to believe na kaya ganon is because they were trying to assure him na, hey, okay lang, okay lang. So,
that's nice. So,
hindi yun yung highlight ng intro. Sorry, Bobby. Ay, oh my God, highlight din siya pala of the next part ng intro, which is the runway.
Nakakaloka din yun. Kasi nga, hello, sa Philippines lang naman popular yung sample, sample. I think parang they already
got it. They got it.
You know, at the back of their heads, once that they hear sample, kinakabahan na si Dongyok.
That's hilarious.
Kasi siya yung kasalanan din nila. Out of the blue lang yung pangtitis kay Dongyok regarding his runway in New York.
His runway.
You know, you know, if you're gonna recall, kasalanan lahat to ni Yun Yong eh. Si Yun Yong yung nagpasimuno. Etong magaling na old man na to, biglang ano, you should demonstrate how you did it.
He's more Pinoy than he thinks.
Yes.
In that sense.
Right. Uh-oh. Dongyok felt shy, to be honest. Feeling, nararamdaman ko yun na parang ayaw niyang gawin or hesitant siya. Kasi bakit ko gagawin to? Anong meron? Parang ganon. But eventually, he did. I think may fan cam ako nun. Natawa lang din ako ng tawa. So, Dongyok went to the runway. Tapos magaling tong si Jinan, sinundan siya. Uh-oh. Tapos alam mo nang nagjo-joke-joke na sila if you're gonna watch the fan cams. Dongyok was doing proper all face and all posture, ganyan.
Nagloko na siya towards the end, nagpiruwet.
Towards the end, medyo kumikendeng-kendeng na si Sir, ganyan. Tapos itong si Jinan, pabalik na si Dongyok. You know how runways are, di ba? Pag, when models go out and another then when they go back out to the, ano, another one goes out. So si Jinan, sinundan siya. Hanggang sa mamaya, pati si Yun Yong, sumunod na.
Yung gate talaga, G-A-I-T, yung gate ni Jinan, may flamboyance eh, na hindi yung may
hindi. May strut.
Was that, ano, si...
Sassy strut.
Si, ano to, Lisa Evangelista ba yung, I don't wake up for $10,000 ba yun?
Yes.
Let's talk about Bobby later.
Wow. That is like a really old reference. Okay, I know, love it.
Linda pala, Linda. Linda Evangelista. OMG. Let me know din yung mga Jinan fans. Malakas din siya sa fan service, to be honest. But I'm not sure. There's something different about Jinan.
Sexy talaga si Sir. Yun like, talaga. Oh,
like, sexiness.
At saka parang may iba ka rin kay Jinan that day. Ito, baka delusional lang ako.
Or baka we're just hyped up. Ganyan.
So I have a fan come of that runway. Tapos maririnig mo yung grabing galit ko nung biglang na-cut yung music. Right before Chanwoo goes to the runway.
And Bobby, di ba?
And Bobby. No, kasi cut na nun nung mapunta si Chanwoo. Tapos nung nag-uusap sila, dun na umangkla si Bobby. So all the more nairita ako. Parang, are you freaking kidding me? Are you gonna stop this? Parang,
may galit po
as in,
dito.
As in,
guard.
My gosh, na-record ko yun. But of course, definitely, natuloy siya.
Uh-oh.
Very good, Bob He.
Natuloy naman siya. Si Bob He and si Man Woo.
Si Bob He. Okay.
The Bob He and Man Woo.
Very good. Okay.
I remember there was a fan art si Barbie at saka si Ken. Yun yung role daw nila nung nag-runway sila. Dude, literally. Like, it's so funny.
At saka alam mo, nakakatawa nung kay Bobby kasi you know na Bobby so big on fan service. Pero yung fierce face niya sa model runway. I mean, nakita lang natin yun handful of times via video. Hindi ko siya nakikita in real life.
Yeah,
so kaya such a treat na nakita natin.
Only in K-pop Masters 2 in Manila.
Nice. Fierce Bobby.
There is that premium.
Siyempre si Junwei yung last yung nag-swimming-swimming na hindi mo maintindihan.
Oh my God.
Siya lang yun. Siya lang may kayang gumawa nun din. Yeah. Only Junie can do that kind of runway. And everyone will accept
exactly
that is his runway style. Ganon.
Correct.
As sa intro pala, so yun nga, Of course, we're so popular nga dahil ang ingay ng mga Pinoy. So, meron din tayong golden moment doon. Although, again, with 11-11 feels, I would have preferred na inulit ni Yo-Yo yung shigaw niya.
Shigaw! Pero, wala eh.
Si Ryan Bang yung nag-facilitate. But okay din. In fairness, he really milked that moment. Grabe guys yung sigaw. I mean, 11-11 was so loud. Mm. This was so loud as well. The big difference talaga is yung pag-stomp nung feet.
Grabe, grabe yun. Yun.
As in,
nanginginig yung...
Sobrang luma na ang Araneta, guys. I think I tweeted it na talagang napatingin ako sa Kisame. I was legit worried, ah. Ganong level.
Oh my God.
It was really shaking. Because I think as well in 11-11, uh-huh, there was foot stomping as well.
Ay. Or people were just jumping around in 11-11.
No, I think nung sigaw. As in, habang sumisigaw tayo. Ah. I remember there was also foot stomping. Pero it was muffled down. Iba talaga yung acoustics ng Araneta.
Araneta,
correct. Ang ganda talaga ng acoustics niya.
Why? Because Ryan Bang said stomp. Or like, how did it go?
He said, let's express how much you miss Icon. Mm. So, gawin natin, sumigaw tayo. So, are you ready? Ayan na. Naisip ko nga nun, parang, wag mo kami kasing hamunin.
True.
Hinahamon mo kami.
Was my beer moment pala yun.
Oo, okay. We will deliver if you ask us to do something.
Correct.
So, tapos it happened not just once. So, inulit pa yun. Parang after
twice
the...
Twice
kasi siya. So, yung unang sigaw, I remember, very premium din yun in my head, yung reaction nila.
Yes.
Kasi I remember they removed their in-ear. Mm, to hear.
To hear, yeah.
How much shouting and screaming and giggling or and stomping, ganon. Mm-hmm. So, during the first part na sinabi ni Ryan na, oh, sige, sigaw tayo, okay, madlang people. So, nag-countdown siya. And then, we screamed at the top of our lungs.
Aww.
The boys were so amazed of how the fans delivered. Mm. And yun nga, if you were seated in the audience, the stomping was insane. Mm. As in, insane yeah. talaga. Nanginginig, besh, nanginginig yung upuan
oh
namin.
Gosh.
Ganong level.
Kasi in terms of the sound, from our perspective, hindi natin masyado ma-feel yung gravity of it because we're also shouting. So, alam mo yun, yung parang
right.
people Fair. Dulled na yung senses mo in that sense. Eh. So, it's more of yung stomping talaga yung ma-feel mo. Nga yung golden moment namin na when Dong Hyuk said like, this is iconic, like this is iconic.
Oh!
So, umpisa pa lang to ha, intro pa lang to. Well, although napagod na nga ako from Shino Shin Chak, redempta lang niya.
Imaginein mo, Dean, napagod si EPD Nim, pero sumigaw siya, sumigaw tsaka nag-foot stomp din siya. Diba?
I think it also solidified that entire feeling na, yes, this is a festival, but you know, iconics went out in groups to see them.
Aww.
This just underscores na he were here. Mm-mm. Alam mo yun.
Aww. So, may recognition.
And there were concerns that, you know, since this is a festival, na para, like, paano kaya yung hatian in terms of audience? Kaya,
yes.
Kaya I guess that's why Dong Hyuk also mentioned that. Okay, so this audience, as of that moment, these are our fans.
That's nice. See, so they know, right?
Uh-oh.
They know that they're loved in the Philippines.
Yeah, they know dahil nakita na nila. Yun nga eh, walang trust sa umpisa. Icon.
Nag-doubt! Na-hurt ako doon. Na may doubt.
Hindi mo sa walang trust. May konting doubt talaga. This is their first concert outside of Korea and Japan ever since
right.
the pandemic. I think that moment was very special. Kasi parang na-feel nila, okay, yes, nandito yung icon in this area.
Right.
Yep. They're not forgotten.
Yep.
They are not forgotten. Exactly. Definitely not.
So yung next is yung game. Pow. Ano ba? Pow yung ano sa game na to. Apart from the fact na bigi ako ng konti. Wait lang, number one. Alam mo, goes to show na sobrang engrossed ako with Icon. Hindi ko napansin na wrong spelling yung sentence na nasa taas. Napakalaki.
Making a sentence kasi yung title nung segment.
So like, fill in the blank.
Yes, yes.
Pretty much.
Sentence yung nandun
ako
sa
na to,
screen.
Ako na to ha, na sobrang anal ko pagdating sa ganyan. Hindi ko napansin. Napansin mo ba, Pao? Hindi ko na napansin.
Hindi ko napansin.
Napansin.
Ang excuse ko, nakatingin ako dun sa mga boys. Oh, nakatingin ako sa Icon. Hindi ko napansin yung ano yung screen. Sorry na. Para kaming merong horse blinders. Dito lang ako titingin. Ganyan. So, yung game kasi was, so nakaupo sila sa harap. And then, they're gonna pick a letter. And then, each letter will have an equivalent category in which they have to fill in the blanks.
Okay.
For each category, there's a number of signed balls that they can throw. So, may plus 20, may plus 10, may times 2, and may minus 10. So, the first one that they chose, plus 20 yung una eh. So, that was always yung category. Ang na-notice ko dun talaga sa game is, first and foremost, on brand talaga si Junae din.
What? Not interested?
No, pero, very 4D.
Ano, it's more of, eto ako, eto yung sagot ko, tatanggapin niya yan whether you like it or not. Ganon.
Unapologetically him.
Yes! Yes. Uh-oh. He was so on brand and I appreciated that as a fan because yeah. that's how he is. I mean, in Icon TV, yeah. in their summer package, in their winter package, ganon siya. Walang difference. Yun na yun siya. It's June. Exactly.
What's funny diba? Is that, I mean, this is not a solo con.
Diba? iba kayong kasama.
Ewan ko.
May iba kasing groups na pag hindi nila solo con, behave sila. Oo, right.
Ito
walang halong kaplastikan. Ito ako, kung ito yung sagot ko, wala kayong magagawa. Ganon!
On-brand din siya kasi magkasunod sila ni Chan Woo sa sagot. So parang after a very 4D sagot
ni June,
susundan ka ni Chan Woo.
Very proper, sensible.
Tsaka alam mo parang tipo ng gagago na in your face, I love Iconics. As in, ganun palagi yung sagot niya.
No. It's not just that. I love PH Iconics. I think PH about Iconics. PH Iconics. Na parang, aww.
May kasena si Papa. So every day, so blank, gaya what do you do every day, diba?
Yeah.
Every day, love PH Iconics. Ano siya?
Sobrang PR answer.
Pero siya talaga. Ang gagagaw. Tapos ang nakakatawa dahil nga on-brand si June. After sumagot ni Chan Woo, si June pa kayo, me too.
Just so you know, guys, naka-video kami yung kilig ni Dane through the roof.
Oh my gosh, yung it's my favorite, guys. Favorite.
Legit, kinikilig si Dane just because Junae is on brand.
And Chanu also, like, yeah, they don't often interact, diba?
Right,
so
right.
That's a treat also.
Chanu is also on brand kasi ganyan din siya.
On-brand.
Nakakainis.
Actually, lahat sila on brand kasi even yun yung pinanindigan niya yung pagiging old man niya. Lahat ng sagot niya, every morning he shaves, always he shaves. Parang ano ba? Wala ba tayong ano? Talaga bang wala bang censorship to? Kailangan ba naming malaman na araw-araw ka nagsha-shave? At ang tanong namin is saan ka nagsha-shave? Paki-specify, sir.
Where are you?
So, yun. So, kasi nga, hindi umatend si Dane nung concert. So, para lang din alam mo din, yung sagot ni June, so, yung unang category was always. So, ang sagot niya dun sa always is always thinking.
Oh, okay. I saw this on Twitter.
So, diba? Tapos tinanong siya, what are you thinking about? Anong iniisip mo? Yeah. Sumagot siya, nothing.
Basta thinking.
Nag-iisip ako, wala kang magagawa dun. Ganon. So, yun yung una. Yung second was every morning.
Every morning.
Ano nga yung sagot niya doon? Sleeping.
Kasi naiisip siya na hapon.
Oh my gosh.
Kaya benta din si Ryan. Benta siya kay Ryan Bang.
Oh my God.
Aliw na aliw si Ryan Bang sa kanya. Cause, imagine mo yun.
Ang dami yung mga Tagalog na side comments na parang, ito na naman, yung palagi nag-iisip. Parang wala siya iniisip. Oh, tapos tulog pag umaga. Siguro siya yung Tagalog.
Pag umaga, natutulog lang siya. Ganyan.
Oh my God.
So yung last category was once a week. Mm. Just to also mention, starting today, I will welcome Dane's teasing with open arms. Because medyo na-prove ko nga dito na, ha? Junik ba talaga ako o Bobby? Ganon.
Once a week, sabi ni June, I rest. I relax, diba?
Oo, I relax. Hindi! No. Once a week, lazy. Yun ang sagot lazy. Niya.
Yeah, so, tama, yeah. Mas June yung lazy. Yeah. Correct. Once a week, lazy.
In my head, lazy. Yeah.
Tapos pinagtanggol niya naman yun, na sinabi niya naman in Korean that at least once a week, he finds time to do nothing. Which is very important, right? Which is very important. So, syempre, itong si Ryan Bang, hindi niya tatanggapin
lazy.
Yung ganun na klaseng sagot. Kailangan merong juice.
Correct.
Kailangan may tsaa yung sagot. So, tinanong ni Ryan, so, what do you do when you're lazy?
Ang tagal.
Merong moment of pause. Siguro nag-iisip siya. Besh, hindi ko napigilan. Sumigaw ako, drink whiskey! Tapos biglang niyang sinabi, sinabi, I drink whiskey. So parang ako,
Oh my God! Yung mga rose sa harap namin, tumingin sa amin. Good job!
Oh my God! That's why you threw a ball your way.
So, natuwa kami.
Dude, as in, alam mo, na-shock din ako na parang,
oh my
God!
Doon ko na-realize yun na parang, alam mo, had it been like if Dane was here, I will never hear the end of it.
I will
really never hear the end of it.
Oh my gosh, you are a Junik. I knew it. You had a connection. It was really meant to be that ball, which we'll get to later.
Yeah, we'll get to that part. I guess kasi magkakalapit yung mga categories, no? So, medyo nahirapan din yung boys to think na parang ano ba yung difference ng always sa every morning?
Fair enough. Yeah.
Like si Yunyong, yung always shaving yung sagot niya. Tapos every morning, shave pa din, di ba? Pagdating kay Jenan, nag-isip din siya na parang ano bang ginagawa ko every morning? Etong magaling na Bobby, ginatungan niya. So, all of a sudden, biglang merong sumagot ng sexy. In which, hindi namin narinig yung E.
So, sex lang talaga narinig
namin. Sex lang yung narinig namin. To be fair, ipagtatanggol ko yung section namin. Hindi lang kami yung nag-react.
Oh, kasi may visceral okay. talaga. So,
hindi lang kami.
The way Bobby said it, so, ang bilis eh. Kasi, yun lang pa, every morning. Tapos, parang si Bobby, parang, sexy. Mabilis lang, gano'n. Every morning, sex. Tapos, ang nakakatawa. Jenan didn't miss a beat.
He got it.
Naglandi talaga siya with his throat. Then,
you know how he is. Yes, diba? Yeah, yeah. Sexy yung talaga siya eh.
At first nga, akala ko, Jenna is just trying to make up for the Freudian slip. Alam mo yun, boo-boo.
Yeah.
Okay, admittedly, we saw the clip. Sexy talaga si Bobby.
Kami po yung so, nagkamali. Bobby, mga bingi po kami. Okay. Bingi lang po talaga kami. Pasensya na. I recall din kasi in other concerts, yun talaga yung branding din ni Jenan. Talagang siya yung sexy yung.
Yes, correct.
Na parang
correct.
Pag sinabing kailangan mong magpakita ng agyo, hindi siya yun.
Correct.
Sexy talaga siya.
Pero hindi naman siya mag-agyo, pero yun niya para may konting
yeah.
Meron pa rin.
Yung agyo niya, hindi lang cute. Sexy cute siya. Ganyan. Ang isang highlight pa dun sa game was si Dongyok. So talagang siya yung sample king during the games. Lahat ng sample siya. So kasi nahirapan din siya dun sa sagot niya sa every morning. Ang sinabi niya, I don't know what to answer anymore because all of them already gave.
Siya kasi yung last.
What my answer? Mm-hmm. Siya kasi yung last. Eventually, ang sagot niya, every morning, I go to the toilet.
Oh my God.
So, parang syempre, ang mga iconics, anong ginagawa mo dun sa toilet, sir? Diba? So, ang sagot niya dun was, look in front of the mirror and I say hi to myself.
So, sample.
Ganon. Sample. Only in the Philippines.
Pinadinemonstrate.
In fairness game siya. Sinample niya. At ang cute nung pagkakasample niya, parang hindi siya napilitan.
Tsaka yung demonstration, parang nagulat pa siya sa sarili niya in the morning pa.
Oo, parang,
I love it. Very witty.
So cute.
Yung once a week, ang sagot niya doon was, he plays table tennis with his friends.
So, oh my God!
So, sample. So, nag-sample na naman.
So, pinatulan naman din siya ni Jenan. Si Jenan yung kalaban. Opponent. Tapos, with matching Bobby doing all the sound effects of the ping-pong ball.
Oh my gosh.
It's really hilarious. It wasn't a dull moment. Kasi you would expect that sometimes, diba, the ments or even the games themselves.
Yeah.
Parang yun yung lull.
Yes, correct.
No? But to be honest, pati yun walang pahinga. Pati yun hype up kami.
Oh, that's nice.
But you know, Dean, that is not actually the highlight of the segments coming off from the game in which they will count the number of sign balls that they will throw. All in all, we got 60 sign balls thrown to the fans.
For Icon only.
Yep. Yeah, for Icon only. Mm-hmm. So, based on the number of members, 10 sign balls per member. Thrown to the audience. So, dun sa section namin, si June yung
assigned.
Nagbabad. Si June yung nagbabad sa amin. Bilang hindi ka umaten... Bilang hinamiss mo ang lahat ng fun, nakakuha ko ng Junae sign ball. Woo-hoo! And ibibigay ko yun sa'yo. Kasi, yay! You know, I'm not the Junik here. You are
wow,
the Junik.
Sure that was his thank you kasi sinuggest mo yung whiskey.
I know, right? Yeah, that's why in our intro, we said like Dane made his presence felt.
Yay!
Kasi damang-dama namin si Junae's concert na to.
yung pagiging on brand, yung the way that he performed the songs of Icon at the same time the Signed Ball. I really think may ally si Dane somewhere. Yeah. Siguro nag-sacrifice to ng kambing, ganun.
Thanks, guys.
Para mangyari ang lahat ng
nagpabudol
yun.
Kayo on
my behalf.
Yeah. Yeah. Amazing. Very so good. There. Thank you, Junet, for giving us your ball.
Thank you, June. I love holding your ball.
It's now in a safe place.
Oh my gosh. Sisterhood of the traveling June-his ball.
Yeah. I'm keeping it warm.
Yeah. Until it gets passed on to me. And then TV name, you'll get your chance also.
Ah, okay lang. Ako naman yung initial.
Although nilagay mo na siya sa
So, ako yung unang nag-safekeep.
Nahawakan namin siyang dalawa. Yeah.
So, okay na.
You'll have your forever with that ball.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. Oh my God. And I heard, parang nag-enjoy talaga si Ryan Bang dun sa moments. And being we were in the Philippines, may mga special questions or tricks ba siya?
So yeah, I can see happy in our area. So habang sinasabi niya na pinapahaba niya, tinitingnan ko secretly si Happy. Hindi, more of parang ano kaya reaction niya na pinapahaba. Pero tama lang naman in terms of the length compared to the other artists then as well. At least based on the length of the videos, ha?
Oo.
Pero grabe si Ryan Bang, sobrang galing. Pero ngayon ko lang napansin, kasi ang ingay natin din, ang ingay ng lahat. Hindi ko masyado, parang galit eh, no? Parang si Paolo, ang jingay, ang jingay. Hindi ko napansin niya na apparently Bobby was echoing some of the Tagalog words. Like yung mga totoo, mga like, oh my gosh, hindi ba feel? Nakita ko lang sa
parang Ryan Dang was talking to the crowd. Tapos,
yes.
In-echo niya. In-echo oh my God, so cute!
Adorbs.
Nagka-context clue si Bobby based on the tone and how it's relayed. Yung mga right, totoo, mga ganyan. So yun yung mga in-echo niya.
Oh my God!
Super nice. Like, mayroon pang iba na in-echo niya.
And ano, nagkayayaan na sila mag-date ni Ryan Bang. Ryan Bang was telling Icon that, hey, when you get back, you should guest in its showtime. Kasi nga, diba, get ready! Yun nga yung running joke, diba? Na parang, dahil showtime yung title ng show. At saka
nirequest din talaga ni Vice Ganda, diba?
Ni Vice Ganda, diba?
When Ryan Bang promoted.
Parang dinare niya si Ryan na, dalin mo dito yung Icon, ganyan. Ryan was saying na, kaya Bobby, mag-guest ka sa showtime ha, tapos papakainin kita ng Jollibee. So, literal na tinatagalog din yung Bobby.
Oh, Tagalog? Oh my God, that's so funny!
Ganyan na si Bobby.
Tapos, at some point, sinabi nga ni Ryan na kakain sila sa Jollibee. Tapos, Bobby was saying na, sino magbabayad? Siyempre in English. Are you gonna pay for it? Tapos sabi ni Ryan Bang, siyempre hindi ako yung magbabayad. Ako na nga yung tour guide, diba? So, I will order, you will pay.
Sabi so, ganda na yung transition. Like, for example, sabihin niya yan, and then diretso siya in Korean to say to Bobby.
So, parang it's like in one conversation. Like,
It's just like one seamless conversation.
Magaling
siya.
I have
to say, I've never seen him host or anything, but from your kwento, pretty good.
Super funny din. Like, yung moment regarding this, we know, diba, nag-Jollibee nga si Yun Yong that day din. Mm. May sinasabi si Yun Yong na, seriously, I think it's tapa ng Jollibee.
tapa yung sinabi niya. Napanood ko yung fan cams.
Ewan ko yung hinihit-hit ni Ryan Bang. Ang gusto niya i-push, pata, crispy pata. So, syempre si Yun Yong, baka nagkamali lang din siya.
Malay pa niya.
Diba? Na tama naman siya from the get-go. So, syempre, nakasakay yung nag-appear pa yung dalawa na crispy pata. Oh my God, mas...
It was hilarious, I swear.
Oh my God.
It was hilarious.
In translation, but in the best way.
Oh, parang sobrang fun.
So, after all of that, di pa rin tapos. Marami pa rin fun parts. But in particular, Bobby said something that I think touched everyone. Who would like to share?
Even during the beginning, he was looking worried then. The mere fact that he started the performance with a 90-degree bow is already saying something. Mm. And then after they distributed the sign ball before they sang Freedom, he did say that he was actually worried that there would be only a couple of Iconics that will attend the festival. I think what touched me is that he said na yung worry pala niya is not something to be highlighted or parang hindi niya pala kailangan mag-worry. He didn't need to worry at all.
That's exactly what he said. I worried for nothing.
Oh,
and I'm like,
my gosh. Songwriter talaga. Like, yeah.
Exactly! Aww. Don't worry!
Na-feel ko nga rin yun na nag-doubt ka talaga talaga, besh? Nag-doubt ka? Kami pa? Kami ba? Kami pa ba? Ganon.
These are legitimate worries or concerns. Pero for them to really, you know, say it and...
I also remember in their first online concert, Yun Yong also expressed the same. He was worried that in Korea, if they make a comeback or if they do a concert, the fans might not be there anymore.
Oh, yeah.
I remember it being so emotional. Even sa K-pop Masters too, while all these things are being said by Bobby, the look in Yun Yong's face and the look on Jinwon's face, makikita mo talaga that they really appreciated how the fans were there, present, and tangible.
Aww.
So, yeah. And other fan cams, like yung mga solo fan cams ng mga members, some of them are actually saying na medyo teary-eyed nga yung ibang members, specifically with Jinan.
Yeah.
I think Jinan really has an affinity for Filipinos because he studied in Davao for 6 months. Mm-hmm. And 6 months is not a very short time,
especially
right?
Especially when you're and younger. He
made,
yeah.
Exactly. And he made friends, no? Mm-hmm. And
yung mga hyongs yung iyakin eh. Oh,
yeah. Right. Siya yung iyakin eh. Silang dalawa ni Yo-Yo.
People are seeing they're getting emotional. But of course, they're holding it in. Because it's not a solo con then as well. Capricorn thing, ano din. To give space.
Yes, with, correct.
To sum it up, I'm glad that Bobby said that. It's also a connection between the Iconics and Icon. Na, hey, we're still here. Yeah. When you come back, we're not going anywhere. Yeah. We're just here waiting. So, naghihintay lang kami. So, solo ko na to, guys.
No, we can always parang theorize what they're thinking, what they're feeling. Ganyan.
Right.
Pero for him to say it, parang, okay, out loud, no? There were these concerns.
Yes.
And na-validate then na what we gave to them allayed those concerns. Alam mo yun?
Correct.
So,
correct.
There's a difference they talaga know. When, you know, really knowing it and seeing it.
Right. That was a good ending, to be honest. Pero yun nga, hindi pa naman doon talaga nag-end. After Freedom, there was But You. And really, one of the highlights actually is how the encore was received by everyone.
Okay.
I have the feels na it was anticipated, but at the same time, you just really want to feel so happy that after they went back to the backstage, they came out for But You.
Mm-mm.
And dude, yun nga, walang fan chance kasi lahat kumanta ng But You from beginning to end.
Yeah.
Ganyan.
And even before they came in ba, like the fans were singing a cappella?
No, the a cappella was after actually. So just to inform you din. Kasi yun nga, parang traditionally, diba, while we're waiting for encore, madalas yung fan event is the song, diba? So this one was not planned at all.
Maraming salamat sa control booth.
They were playing But You, but they stopped it.
So they stopped it.
Ang nakakatawa kasi they stopped it. I think like the Iconics like waited for like 3 seconds like, oh, so do we stop? And then we just sang the entire
they kept singing.
Walang tumigil.
That's also a magical moment.
For sure.
Anyway, yung sa But You na a cappella. I think nag-fan chat ata ako yung Love Again lang. I mean, Love Again. Pero alam mo, to be honest, ito ha, But You is a nice song. I know it's catchy, pero hindi siya masyado tumatak sa akin. So, it's only in K-pop Masters 2 that I appreciated its potential to really be an closing song. Parang doon ko talaga na feel na, even with the opening measures nung song. Kasi parang hindi ko siya masyado na feel when I saw the MV, when I heard the song itself. Pero, nung nakita ko na siya in a context of a concert, doon ko na nakita, oo, pwede siyang closing song.
You know how like yung ending credits, tapos may like footage of like the tour?
Diba?
Ganon.
Diba?
Pero yung ending performance, Freedom pa rin.
Pinagpipilitan niya talaga yung Freedom.
I don't know how I became a Freedom enthusiast today.
And I'm not sure if we mentioned this in past episodes. Our theory is that they're always singing Freedom. They're cluing us in na makakalayan na sila. Either makalayan na sila or they want Freedom.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That was a really nice ending, to be honest.
Yeah, that was
not only the song, but even how Iconics delivered the a cappella.
Yeah.
It was touching.
Yeah.
I guess that would also stick to those na non-Iconics.
Yeah.
To remember But You. So,
that's good.
Yun nga eh.
Marketing.
Tsaka I'm not sure if we're being biased. Kasi I don't know how, you know, how concerts go with other artists din. Kasi if you're a non-Iconic and you're there, and if you have attended concerts even before the pandemic,
yeah.
I'm just wondering what the takeaway is. Is this something, you know, not really unique baka, but it's more of like more of a handful lang who does this. I'm just curious.
Or parang was it just the timing that because na-cut off yung song and it was like the perfect magical moment?
To be honest, parang feeling ko, there's a possibility then na for example, if they didn't play the song after they performed, would people start randomly singing it?
Right.
My sense is no. Kasi yun nga, none of the fan events. When Bobby was saying his speech, by the way, the banner should have been up during the Met, if I'm not mistaken, Pao, tama no?
Uh-huh.
During the Met. Pero I didn't notice it. Admittedly, I kind of forgot about it. Pero nung nag-emote na si Bobby, I'm like, oh my God, I want to show. Na parang, hey, we so... Plus, parang, oh my God, we have the banner, right? Nabas namin ni Pao yung banner. Kunti lang kami nagtaas ng banner.
Like, nagwawala kami dun sa upuan namin. Parang, notice us!
I saw a fan cam from the opposite section. So, halata where we're staying. Nasa kita kami na gumagalan.
In fairness, ang ganda nung whoever owns that fan cam, ang ganda nung camera nun.
I saw a fan cam of, I think when Bobby was super near their area, he or she threw the yellow cloth to him.
Oh!
To the stage! Oh, yeah. Pero I'm not sure kung napansin ni Bobby.
Siyempre, hindi niya pinulot, diba? So, during the But You performance, actually, sila lang, no? Sila lang yung group na bumaba sa standing.
Oh, I think meron din sa 80s.
Meron din ba? Hindi ko rin napansin eh. Just one of them.
If not bumaba, talagang either nagdangle ng feet, you know, like yun yung din in our area na parang nagdangle. Basta someone got pretty close. Pero saglit lang din.
For Icon, so during the But You performance, they were literally everywhere. Like running around the stage to the point that some of them went down to the VIP standing. And Bobby, being Bobby, he went to the barricade of, I think, VIP A, VIP A standing yun. A.
Uh-oh.
And he literally stood there. Literal na, nagra-rap siya nung But You verse niya. And people were grabbing. And there was a fan cam na napakaswerte mo, fanboy, whoever you are. I congratulate you. He was facing his fan cam. Nakahawak siyang ganyan dun sa harap ni Bobby. Bobby grabbed the camera. And he literally rap while facing the
camera. Oh my gosh. So, fanboys get
dude,
all
pa NFT mo na yan. Ganyan. Ipa NFT na yung ganyan mo. Kasi how Bobby is. And I think even Jinan and Dongyok went down. So it was something memorable for those who attended K-Pop Masters 2. Generally, the fan interaction was superb. Pupunta sila dun sa gilid and then people are trying to signal a heart.
You have
a half
heart. Oh my
buuin
God.
Mo, besh! Si Junae lang talaga yung hindi,
on-brand.
On-brand.
Uy, guys, he did. Meron isa. Wow. Niya.
Isa lang ang binilayaan.
Oh. Tapos meron pa siyang isang pink na nag-both sides of the heart naman siya.
Oh, diba?
Uh-oh.
Chano really passed by a lot of times in our area.
Right.
Are you serious? Like, how? Really?
Dude, ang gwapo niya.
Oh
hindi
God!
Ako chanik, pero...
Wait, like, how close are we talking about? Like
kita mo yung mukha niya.
No, he was
like hindi mo kailangan mag-camera para makita.
I know, that was really close.
Malayo kasi kami. Malayo kasi din kami.
Okay, okay, okay.
Pero like, kitang-kita mo yung like mukha niya. Kita mo, hindi mo kailangan mag-depend sa LED or hindi mo kailangan kumuha ng fan cam just to zoom in how he looks like. You can literally see his face.
Yeah, guwapo pa rin. Ganun kami.
Oh, guwapo. Guwapo.
I was trying to recreate our 11-11 moment.
You mean our moment?
No, my no, our moment.
Debatable pa rin po yan, mga kaibigan.
So, it was called yung arrow thingy. Kaso, alam mo yon?
Oh, yeah.
Yung mga heads ng mga fangirls, I think obscured na. Hindi siya katulad dati. Kasi syempre yung dati, we had the privilege to be in the front eh. So, mas visible tayo. Pero inangat ko talaga. Tinanay ko talaga. Sige,
Cute.
Pero no. Hindi, pero, Josh, hello, milieu of girls, my God. Ben, milieu of fans. May kong girls na girls, milieu of fans. So, I would understand, Chanu, kaya yun. Okay, enough na yung plagi ka sa side namin. In fairness to you.
Oo.
Sino bang di masyado sa atin?
I think everyone passed by. It's just that Chanu did a lot on our side. Yunyoung also
did a lot on our side.
Did a lot. No?
Tapos, sobrang galing din talaga nung general fan interaction. Parang, it's all, well, you know, from our last episode. Pero may bangers din kasi pa. So, alam mo yun. Pero nung buwa ba ako kay Bobby, side na-stress ako ng konti. Pero alam mo naman natin din si Bobby, okay lang siya na, you know, hawak-hawakan, ganyan. Pero isang fan cam, natawa ako from her perspective, parang nag-hesitate kasi he was so near. Even yung caption, sinabi niya, nakita mo yung kamay na nag-hesitate bago talaga hawakan? Okay lang ba talaga? Parang, pero kasi, naka-ano ka eh. Yeah, he's right there. So, that was also a fun fan cam thoughts.
A respectful.
Yeah, very respectful.
Icon. Yeah, a lot of them were, diba? Even seeing them going around.
I yes. Think.
In general, yung fan interaction din kasi ang isa pang hinihintay ng mga iconics and even the non-iconics yung Holy Water.
Yes.
So oh, yeah, we all true. Know like yes. how Icon does their concert, they would always splash water yes. to the fans. Mm-mm. So I remember seeing a lot of tweets na guys parang poon na hindi nabasa nila pinupunasan yung basa. Kasi nga parang it's something na oh my gosh, hinihintay ito ng mga fans and ng attendees to get blessed with that.
If I'm not mistaken, Pao, parang one side lang siya, no? Of the VIP seated.
Hindi siya nangyari sa VIP.
It's not a collective, like, VIP standing, all of them yeah. bouncing people. Mm-mm. I think, again, daming doubts, Icon. Ano ba? We want it! We want it!
Alam mo, ang masasabi ko lang, Icon, if you're gonna throw water to one side, dapat naghanda na kayo, dapat, Diyos ko marami, dapat kayong mineral water na hinanda, or at least a water gun. Because we're so willing to, to get wet for you. That doesn't sound nice, but it's true. Diba? Literally. Like, tatanggapin namin yan. So, yun yung isa pang fan interaction na super, talaga, premium.
Sobrang, we've been saying this throughout this entire episode. Grabe talaga yung iconics. Like, hindi ko naman underestimate kung gano'n tayo ka, so into to deliver the level of, pero I mean, of course, you would have, siguro like Bobby, you would have those concerns. Dahil na, it's a mixed setup.
It's not a solo concert.
So, and it's a Friday night. Mm. Of course, I know na maraming iconics, pero the level talaga was very surprising.
The energy, the passion. Yeah. Guys, parang nung una, wala tayong pera, no? Tapos parang nung una, Friday night, nagko-complain tayo kasi work day. Okay. But then again, when you see the confire was amazing. Insane.
Yeah, parang, the fan cams and the insane. Photos. Grabe yung confire.
Grabe.
I mean, the place was red.
Yeah.
So, proof
that.
Yeah.
Put wala Icon talagang kailangan i-worry.
Yeah, grabe. Right.
Oh. Walang kailangan
i-worry. You're sure of a party.
Sir.
Correct. Yes. Okay. So, super great experience from the sound of it. Any major takeaways?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Reflections. Oh yeah.
So, tinitin ako yung notes namin. Kasi sobrang emotional ako when I was making this outline.
Walk us through that. So, PD Nim, why were you so emotional?
Uh-oh.
I was so afraid of like forgetting everything. And this is like, masyadong visceral yung emotions ko in this concert just because I guess I underestimated it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Given how it's set up, given how it's priced, given the timing.
Mm.
I know that there are fans. I know they're there. Pero, again, it surprises me every time kung gaano kadami, kung gaano kalakas. So, yung key takeaway ko, harping on from the previous episode in episode 27. So, guys, if you haven't listened to episode 27, I think it's also a very key episode.
Yeah.
In our list, I said there na gusto ko sana yung experience na yung masaya lang pero walang pero. Parang masaya lang siya. No ifs, no buts. Walang caveat.
Mm.
Taking out from the entire experience. And this one was really just purely that.
Aww.
Right. Wala akong pero. And this is just 6 songs.
Correct.
Hindi ko minamalit yung 6 songs pero 6 songs lang to.
Yeah.
Pero ganun na yun.
Maximum
Yeah, and someone from us three who has been in this for years.
Yeah. Who was in 11-11.
And who has been in 11-11.
I think mas may right din si PD Nim because she was in the showcase.
First ever
the
showcase.
First ever.
Yeah, so, di ba, may mga moments na parang, ay, the numb na nga eh. Kasi, diba, she, Jack, ilang beses ka na lang. Pero, wag ka, gumakatawang ko. That's the impact, di ba? Parang, that's the impact. Ang saya lang niya, walang disclaimer, walang caveat, walang pero. Masaya siya.
Period. Ganon.
We've been here for the longest time. But for some reason, I'm still surprised. Parang ganun pala ako si Bobby. Parang bakit nagtaka ka pa? Ganon. So, also kudos to the Filipino iconics. Kasi I really didn't expect it to be that way given the environment that we're working around.
Right.
Obviously, we cannot discount then if you listen to our previous episodes, yung pag-alis ni Hanbin, that's really a big deal.
Yes.
So, right. Concerns on their end, they do have a basis.
Mm-hmm.
And even my worries has a basis coming from a Binik, diba?
Right.
Yung the fact na ganun pa rin yung hype kahit na it's not a solo concert.
Mm-hmm.
11-11 is still the best.
Mm.
But this concert really afforded a new slant on it for us who have been through that transition.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi ko na-imagine that it will be that way. And in terms of emotions then, maybe this would be different kasi diba, we were there in Japan.
Oh, yes.
When the news was still fresh in 2019.
Right.
And that's a whole new bag of emotions. Listen to that episode as well. So, ito, parang iba yung pagka-repackage ng emotion. Kasi parang technically, it's for those Filipinos who didn't get a taste of the 2019 physical concert experience without Hanbin. But at the same time, at this place in time for their careers na meron na silang bagong songs. Technically, the emotions are still there in a way kasi this is the first interaction ever since 2018.
So, yeah, that's a long time.
May chance na may konting deja vu ka of those emotions na naman nung mga 2019. Yung very critical, very sensitive period. Which, to be honest, some of those emotions are still there last Friday but at the same time, may ibang type of
fresh start.
Ewan ko kung na-feel ko talaga na, hey, let's embark on this. This is a new chapter. It's like a one big hug for me.
Aww.
I think yung pivotal is that, oh my God, naiyak ako. What people have been saying, this is the slew of performances that they had other than Korea and Japan.
Anti-Korea and Japan.
Na post-Hanbin's departure. So the fact that we were able to pull this off, it just solidifies na, hey, we're still here. Mm. I mean, this is Araneta. Mm. This is a huge stadium. You won't really feel na, of course, we won't fault those people then. If there are those who left the fandom, nisha na halata from this experience. Mm-mm. I much kung mention ko din to sa online concert eh. I was already on a, yung people steads lang in terms of my iconic fangirling.
Mm.
And then no online concert, I'm like, oh my God! Why is the hype there? It's an online concert, right? And then ito, parang, it's 6 songs. Chill lang tayo. Pero it's still the same feels. As a regular fangirl, during my peak, I cannot say that I'm peak iconic now. I think yung peak iconic ko talaga was before. And ito na ako sa...
So chills. Chill.
Lang na type of my iconic fangirling. But the thing is, na-revitalize siya. Parang it won't go back to the peak fangirling. But I didn't expect then this level.
Yeah.
The fact that they were able to draw out that type of reaction from me still after what happened and even given this pandemic pa. Kasi kind of ready na kasi akong slightly bumitaw. Mm. I was loosening my grip, to be honest. Although, klaro pa rin tayong news, no? Regarding their contracts and stuff like that. But I was emotionally prepared to do so. Eye-opener for me for this concert. Nakita ko kasi, lalo na yung mga bagong iconics, those who got in kinda, yung after na talaga. Mm.
Right.
I just realized that, oh my God, paano ko mag-nakonwood this band? Mm. Naawa ko for the younger iconics.
Yeah.
Kaya ako parang, okay, sige, wag na kayo. Pardamihan niyo yung activities niyo. This is just a taste kasi of what they can do. Alam, this is not even a solo concert.
Right. It's just the tip of the iceberg.
Oh, it could be so much more in a solo concert.
Mm-hmm.
So much more if all the fan events push through. Alam mo yun, which what happened with 11-11. Yeah. Diba? Yun, hindi pa nila na-experience. So, I'm like, oh, sige na nga, let's try.
Let's stretch it some more. Ganyan.
Yeah. Let's stretch it more. My favorite song is Climax. And ang palaging kong kinaiinisan is that walang Manila leg si iConcert.
Yeah.
I think we're just one of the few. I think we're the only one na typical Southeast Asia stop na hindi nadaanan ng iConcert. They skipped us. We didn't hear Climax
in the
at all. In the Philippines. So for those younger iconics, if you haven't watched Who Is Next and Mix and Match, please watch them. Kasi itong na-feel namin ngayon, it's also a byproduct of us having watched those.
Yes.
We saw yung start ng journey nila.
Right.
In which case, it makes it more emotional talaga.
Mm.
Whenever, you know, Bobby says these things or when Yun Yong said also those things nung online concert. So mukhang iconic pa rin.
Pumasok ang iconic, lumabas ka pa rin na iconic. Yeah.
You cannot quit them so quickly.
I mean, I didn't go into this event with the intention na for them to prove to me if they can still hold my interest. I didn't approach it that way. Pero of course, at the back of my mind then, I wanted to see in the flesh then, how is the rapport? How is the vibe? Right. How is the aura?
In fairness, I mean, I think it is a bit of a self-preservation thing then. Like, for us who have gone through those difficult parts, diba?
Oo,
parang,
nga,
it's good to always think, oh, baka this is the last.
Baka ito na yun.
To protect your sanity then, diba? So,
builds character as a fangirl.
True. Parang, true.
Titiba yung atay mo eh, diba? Yeah. Pag fangirl ka eh.
So, this is not our first rodeo eh, na parang in terms of heartbreak, ganyan. Mm-mm. I was really at that place then na para, oh, first time I'll see them after everything. Let's just see. So, congratulations to Icon and to me.
Mostly with what PD na mentioned, I'm taking off from that also. Knowing myself, hindi na rin ako mahihiya. EXO fan ako before. And one of the reasons why I stopped standing EXO because it was really heartbreaking to see them fall apart. Some of the members left. Particularly, yung bias ko umalis, diba? Original bias ko was Luhan and he left. So, it was really heartbreaking for me as a fangirl. And it also became a learning moment for me as a fangirl na unang-una K-pop lang to. Hindi naman ito yung real life. Masakit siya, pero you have to go through it. But then again, in hindsight, that was actually my make or break it during my heydays as an EXO fan. Hindi pa nga EXO-L noon eh. Wala pang fandom name noon, diba? Remember. I remember also starting this podcast and after 3 episodes, yung episodes namin ni Dean in Seoul, the first 3 episodes, our 4th episode was when Hanbin left, diba?
Wow, so, that's so true. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, yeah.
Somehow in my parang, head, it's not like that, but oh nga, no.
So,
wild.
If I'm going to look at that point, kung iisipin ko parang yun dapat yung make or break ko kasi I experienced the same heartbreak in EXO and also now with Icon that a member left. But I didn't leave. I'm still an Iconic. Mm-hmm. I'm still proud to be an Iconic. Pero later on, I also had, I guess also with the pandemic craze, no? With all the insanity of the pandemic being stuck at home and not seeing like my friends or you guys, diba? And not seeing Icon at all in the flesh, not flying out and all that. I remember telling myself that once that they come back, I'll watch them. And that's actually my make or break. Mm. Parang, eto na ba, I'm speaking for myself. Is this the last time that I'm going to fangirl this hard? Kasi, hello, ang tagal ko ng fangirl. I mean, hindi naman K-pop yung una kong fan, diba? J-pop talaga yung original ko. Hello, Arashi. Sana nakikinig kayo. Charing! Okay. Na-joke lang. Ang point ko is, I came to the concert thinking na, okay, this is the make or break. If this is going to give me the same feels as before, it's a signal that I would still be here and I would still fangirl this hard. Kasi nakakapagod talaga mag-fangirl, guys. Ha? As in, hindi lang siya emotional, mental, physical din siya, di ba? To be honest, like for the past how many years, especially after Hanbin left, it was really stressful, I guess. And then there's also that Bobby issue that made it a little bit more elevated. Being a Bobik, na parang, so, ano nang mangyayari? You know how K-pop is, di ba? When that kind of, I think we spoke about that during some episodes back then about Bobby. It was stressful and to be honest, sometimes nagiging toxic na rin siya. Not only with Iconics, but even with other fandoms that I stand with. I just like how it felt that Icon, even when they don't say it directly or explicitly, I really felt like it was their way of telling me, personally, na parang, dito ka lang, hindi ka aalis. Dito ka lang, oo, di ka aalis, Iconic ka pa rin paglabas mo dito ng Araneta. Exactly, tapos wala kang ibang masasagot.
Okay po,
wala kang ibang masasagot, kundi, oh, dito lang ako.
Dito lang
ako, hindi ako aalis. Oo. At the end of the day, kasi after the concert, you won't be able to process all the hype eh. Kasi on a high ka eh. So nung medyo nag-die down na yung hype ko, I think one of the things that I thought of was, I'm an Iconic because of Icon. I'm not an Iconic because of other people. I'm here, I'm Icon Pick Fix. I started Stan Twitter. I started Connie's podcast with Dane and PD Nim because of Icon, not of anyone else. Diba? So, kung meron man ako mabuild na friendship outside of, you know, standing Icon, that is already a bonus for me. And I did. I have a lot of moots. Na, yeah. By the way, shout out kay Marian tsaka kay Precious na hindi ko pa rin nakikita.
Wait,
hanggang
ngayon. Wait, okay, you never met them? Oh my God!
No!
No! But yeah, I hope you guys, if you're listening to this episode, hello. And we really
there,
hope to meet
they
you. Yeah, they were there. They were there. So, I'm gonna stay. I'm saying this because that is what Icon communicated to me. Dito ka lang. Hindi ka alis. Walang pilitan.
Really boggles my mind. Parang, ha? Bakit same reaction pa rin?
Oo eh.
Despite everything. Because I really expected there's gonna be a change.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Wow.
Uh-oh. As in, wow lang talaga.
Wow. I mean, like, what a group.
It does go back to the group, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
We've all been veterans of other fandoms and some have, like, we've let go of some and we've kept some, but I don't know why also. Parang strongest pa rin.
Hindi ko rin alam
They're not our
I
first
know.
K-pop group, obviously.
Definitely. But they're not.
Super long-standing. And against, like, giants, right? Like, I mean, shiny, well, me, I'm a Shawl, so that's pretty major. I still love them. Pero different talaga yeah. with Icon for some reason.
I think it's really more of a timing of where we are then. And where we are at our point in fangirling and timing as to how we were able to get to know them, which is at the start, at a survival
yes.
game. Twice.
Right.
Very raw. The way that we got to know them, it was so raw to the point na yun nga, parang you would keep on rooting for them.
Yeah.
So I think that echoes a lot to what we are now as Iconics.
You really do feel for them kasi you know where it all began. So may ganong tayong background.
As in, literally, pag kumanta sila ng climax, iyak pa rin
ako. Iyak talaga.
For sure.
Iyak pa rin ako. And even, I think, Wait For Me,
yeah,
if they say Wait For Me.
Yeah, oh my, I cannot.
Yeah.
I would cry.
Just the thought of it is like, yeah.
Pag narinig ko yung Just For You, my God, iyak ako. Well, pag narinig ko yung Bide, iyak ako.
For sure. What?
Pag narinig ko yung Bide, iyak ako.
Climax, long time no see.
Long time no see. Oh my God.
Yeah, those are songs that were written for the Iconics. Eh.
Yes.
I mean, nameless fandom pa tayo nun.
Yeah.
Nameless
yeah.
pa diba? Tayo nun? Well, I guess
yung
long time no see was
pa.
Definitely
Team B pa talaga. Team B, no? Before mixing And it was like with context talaga.
Yeah.
Kasi, they were like, wait lang, we didn't win. Spoiler alert for anyone who didn't watch. But to wait for,
For the younger Iconics who haven't watched Win and Mix and Match, when they say long time no see, it's a different feeling. They're just not saying...
It hits differently.
It hits differently for us. Kasi long time no see is essentially a love song for Iconics.
It's not too late to feel those feels because...
Yes.
I mean, it's properly documented.
It's all there.
Yeah.
YouTube
channel. Time.
You can watch and start from like Mix and Match.
Like
and,
10 plus episodes of goodness.
Yeah, and all the songs are there. I mean... One nostalgia songs. I would understand those six songs. Yun nga, we don't have those ballads and stuff like that. Again, kaya kailangan ng solo con. Especially for those nga na younger Iconics. And those who missed out on 11-11. Not younger Iconics, but they missed out on 11-11. Then another solo con would also, you know, cater to those. Kasi grabe yung discography.
Yeah.
And the meaning behind the discography. Insane talaga. Pero yun nga, we won't hear Climax.
There's a really good version of it from Who Is Next. On YouTube, it has like millions of views. It was uploaded by a user. Like I said, it has the reactions of like everyone, of the judges, and even...
And winner.
Team A at the time, winner.
Naluluha si CL noon. Just so you know, guys.
Si Tablo.
Even the winner was crying like crazy.
Si Tablo.
Tablo was like, woo!
GD!
GD na kasi
GD was emotional.
But he was crying, sure.
I know.
Gabi yung song. So, yung song na yun, guys. Oh my God.
And yeah, we'll put it in the show notes. I'm still holding out hope na someday they'll perform
someday
it. But there's a lot of like conditions, right? I feel for them to be able to perform it.
Yeah. Hintayin natin. Kasi guys, yung mga Hallyu levels, nagre-reunion concert na sila. G.O.D. Reunion concert. So, nandun si Kesang. So, parang it's so exciting
Oh my God, nandun si Kesang.
Okay. Oh my gosh, dated reference, guys. I-search nyo na lang G.O.D. At sino si Kesang?
I thought he will sit out. Like, what? Okay.
No, ano na sila. Parang I'm so glad. Yeah, I'm so glad.
It's just, so you really can't tell.
Sometimes, Yeah. Life surprises you.
Balang araw. So, it's a possibility.
I think before we close this out, our very important question that we always ask after concert. The MVP. 1, 2, 3. Your MVP, pidinim.
Instant. Okay. Instant. My top of mind is Bobby. Pero for me kasi parang, oh, well, duh. May ganun akong parang visceral reaction na parang, diba? Correct. So Bobby really more of just what he went through and also his speech. Pero in terms of vibe, for some reason Jenan is standing out. I don't know why. For the Juanix, like if you can like reply, I really sense that there's something different in him during that time. I can't put my finger on it. It's really more of the emotions lang talaga tied into this particular cause. What I mentioned earlier. Of course, I like Jenan, pero hindi siya masyado on top of my bias list. So the fact that bakit ang MVP ko si Jenan, I guess goes to show na he really stood out for me in that way. I think it's really the Hyung in him na na-feel ko na parang there's something different.
Given his age, he'll be the first to enlist.
Yeah. Yeah, so maybe nasi-sense ko. Wow, Char. As in, baka may ganun. Baka may konting bittersweet eh. So yeah, love very it. Interesting. I think for me si Jenan. Yeah. Pero nice. Guwapo ka pa rin, Chanwa. Guwapo ka pa rin. Oh my
God. Wala bang word for unreal. To June eh, Jan?
Di ba ka sumasagot si Pao eh?
Okay. Oh my gosh. I'm excited. Okay, Pao, over to you. 1, 2, 3, your MVP, go!
It's Junie.
There's always one of us na nabubudol.
Alam niyo, nabubudol talaga.
If you listen to our previous episode.
Oh, nga, nabudol din ako dati. Oh my God.
Well done. Explain
pwede
yourself.
Pwede ko pang i-defend yung sarili
yes,
ko.
Yes, explain.
No, feeling ko na-judge na ako
No, I can see it. I can see it.
Nung ina-outline pa lang tong episode na to, kinakabahan na ako dun sa MVP. Kasi iniisip ko talaga, like, of course, the general answer would be Bobby. Number one, I'm a Bobbik. Second, talagang nag-deliver siya with the speech and when he went down to the VIP standing. Pero kasi for me, I don't know, it's something that I expected from him. It's Bobby. That's how he is. I saw that in the online concert. So, hindi na ako magtataka na gagawin niya yun, diba? Pero dude, nabudol ako dun sa on-brand ni Junie.
Kasi sobrang totoo kasi, niya.
Oo. I mean,
it's refreshing,
ako kasi,
right?
I really like idols na hindi plastic. Mm. Yung hindi mo iisipin na parang hindi siya,
may
parang
front.
There's a sugar coating at some level.
Or even my persona, you know, like they're trying to build a personality or a brand.
Si June, yung brand niya, siya talaga yon. So na-appreciate ko yun when I saw that. And even after the concert, PD naman and I were chatting about this. We went out for drinks and we talked about it. On brand talaga si Kuya, hindi siya plastic. Na-amaze ako. Na-amaze ako doon.
Yung nga, while he was being on brand, it really felt like a legit reunion. Because I'm like, this is the June we know. I'm like, yeah,
know,
we're close. Alam mo yun, may ganung, of course, no one can get close to him, guys. I mean, hindi siya naga, I love you.
Hindi expressive si Kuya. What you see is what you get. Ganon. I think doon ako na-amaze. Because I always love people who are real without any sugar coat. Kumbaga in Tagalog, walang kaplastikan. Mm-mm. Grabe si Junie. Hindi ko naramdaman na idol siya and merong sugar coat. Wala. Walang sugar coating. What you see is what you get. Congratulations, Junix. That is my MVP.
You won.
Well done. I'm so happy. And I don't even need to ask this because I feel like given naman to, but I bet his voice still sounded
amazing.
To be honest.
Okay.
Good.
Still the
same. At saka, Dane, to be honest, why is it that June always gets the best parts of the songs? Yeah. Maganda talaga yung boses ni Kuya.
Oh, yeah.
Hindi lang talaga siya nag-a-appeal sa akin. Like, hindi ko siya ilalagay sa bias.
That
yung itsura ni Dane!
Excuse you!
Yung itsura ni Dane! Oh my
after
God,
all
I don't even
said,
know how
oh
to
my
describe.
Gosh. Never mo nang masasabi yan to me. Na believe.
Girl, you thought.
June is like, you thought? Girl, no. Just wait.
Kumbaga nga sa Drag Race Philippines, Shantay, you stay.
and I swear, I don't remember what episode, but I super said na, Pao, one day, June, will be your bias or bias wrecker. That day, my friends, has come. Dude,
so pwede siya, that day is so pwede today. So pwede pala siya bias wrecker. Nangyayari.
Bias record to straight up bias.
In all fairness, na feel ko naman yung connection namin dahil sa diba? Whiskey. Correct. So sige, may
meron talaga.
Prenove pala sa akin ni June, you know, na pao may connection tayo, yes. Because you know that I'm lazy and I drink whiskey.
Yeah. Diba? Therefore, you get a
my
ball.
God.
A signed ball. Good job. Yeah,
a signed ball.
Okay, may pinambribe sa iyo, Pao. Oh.
You were rewarded. Yeah. For your,
wow, I'm only a commoner and I was rewarded, diba? By Sir June. I don't deserve
His
it.
His Royal Highness, June. Well done. I'm so happy. Anything else before we wrap up that you want to say about the experience? It seems like you had a really great time, felt safe.
Pretty much. So, yeah, Dane, come with us next time. If there's going to be a next time. So.
I was just gonna say, kanina, like, what I was most bummed about when you guys were talking about it was yung kwento niyo about the audience singing, but you in a cappella. Yep. So yung last experience ko of that, was it long time no see in Japan?
Remember, yes.
I remember.
To which, you know, I was an emotional mess crying. Yep. So it'd be nice to replace that last experience to something more fun naman na.
Yes.
Singing with a group of people live for something fun as opposed to something sad. So yeah.
Yung mga fan event songs nga in between while waiting for the encores. Palaging mga ano, mga ballads, no? yung mga sad. Walang mga slightly upbeat.
Yes, correct. So, right. Next time.
Yep.
Hopefully, there's a next time.
Yep, we'll hopefully there's a next time. And on that note, thank you to those who organized this time around.
Yes.
Aww. And also the fan clubs, like the individual member fan clubs and also the overall fan clubs. And fan clubs, not only of Icons, but also yes. 80s and Youngje, the collaboration, we see it. The support, we see it in the event itself. Right. Like, it's so peaceful and supportive. As in, everyone's lifting each other up. We would have preferred a solo con. Pero, of course, we'll take what we'll get, diba? And at the same time, with this format, this is a marketing platform. So, I hope that maraming mga new converts na non-iconics.
Yes, converts. Yeah. I love it.
Converts! Oh, God! You have been converted.
I converted.
Love it. Yeah, so if you're listening to this and you're new and you listen to it because you heard about Icon in the K-Pop Masters 2 concert, hello.
Hello.
We have a lot of episodes. Yep. Get started. Welcome.
I also want to mention that Idinim and I had the chance to like shook hands with Happy. Kasi nasa likod namin siya. Like, umiikot-ikot sila ni Kring and staff ng Pulp. So, much appreciation din for the hard work of the organizers. Hindi madaling mag-organize ng ganun kalaking concert, let alone having three artists appear in one event.
In this pandemic.
Yeah.
Miss Happy, if you're listening to this podcast, maraming salamat po.
She's like, nahiya ako kasi when she reached out her hand, of course, syempre nag-reach din ako ng hand ko. Kasi man kasi ako ng french fries, so parang may powder ng konti yung kamay ko. So
may remnants sorry ng cheese.
Kaya nahiya ako sa kaya hindi ako nag-full on. Parang, ayan, dumi naman ng kamay ko. But anyway, so yun. And then,
it's so cool.
Yeah, pretty cool. Yeah, pretty cool experience. And of course, thank you as well, of course, to the podcast listeners, those that we met last Friday, and those who are still listening until now. So,
yeah,
wow.
Oh, and Icon Philippines, sobrang thank you for the fan union projects.
Nice.
It's really very good. And yung efforts ninyo are not in vain. So please continue to love Icon, everyone.
And with that, we will wrap up this episode. Any shout out?
Hi, Ina, for our drinking session after.
Oh, yeah, shout out.
Hi, Ina, sa bitin na drinking session.
And well, we'll see when we will have a new episode.
No comment.
Ayaw pa rin mag-commit.
27. Walang no comment.
Yes. No commitment. But yeah, you can be sure na if something big happens, We're gonna be there. Yeah. And then if you have ideas and suggestions nga on episodes, while we wait for those big moments with Icon, let us know and we might just make an episode out of it. No promises, but maybe. And with that, I think we'll wrap it up. Thank you so much, everyone. Until next time. Bye!